أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض قادر على أن يخلق مثلهم وجعل لهم أجلا لا ريب فيه فأبى الظالمون إلا كفورا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the disbelievers and their situation in Akhirah and the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a certain claim and argument of theirs where they found it impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect them. They said that it is impossible. How is it ever going to happen? That once we have been reduced to bones and we have been reduced to dust, how can it ever happen that we shall be resurrected and raised once again, created anew? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 99 of Surah Bani Israel states, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Have they not seen that Allah is the one who has created the heavens and the earth? The very same Allah who has brought the entire universe into existence, let alone human being, the earth itself is just a speck of dust in the universe. If it is compared to the other planets, it is compared to the sun, it is compared to the moon, it is compared to the galaxies of stars. Let alone the human being, just this planet we live on, which we exist on, it's just a speck of dust in the entire universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they not seen that Allah, the one who has created the heavens and the earth, do they not consider that very same Allah, Qadir, has the full ability, the full power, ala an yakhluqa mithlahum, to create you as you were? Who are you compared to the sun? If Allah could bring the sun into existence, the moon into existence, huge, huge creatures and creations and everything that you see before you into existence, who are you, insan? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring you into existence and to create you once again as you were before, it is absolutely, absolutely no challenge and absolutely no difficulty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for every one of them, for every human being, in fact for every creature, for every creation of His. When Allah created it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has appointed for it a fixed term. Allah has appointed for it a fixed time. No one knows the term and the time and His lifespan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it for a specific time, for a specific period of time. فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite that, the wrongdoers, فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ, they refuse to do anything illa kufura, other than disbelieving. They will continue disbelieving no matter what arguments and counter arguments you present before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to them, قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي. If you were to own the treasures of the mercy of my Rabb. Now previously, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you were a messenger from Allah, then why don't you produce an orchard with date palm trees and grapes? Why don't you allow rivers of water to flow through the desert land of Makkatul Mukarramah? Why don't you live in a home made of gold? Why don't you do this and why don't you do that? Attributing everything to material things of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responding to this says, قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي. If you were to own and to possess the treasures of the mercy of my Rabb, then in that case, if Allah had to put human beings in charge of distribution of wealth and provisions and sustenance, Allah says, الْأَمْسَكْتُمْ, you would have held it back. you would not have been as generous as Allah Azza wa Jal. Can you imagine the generosity of Allah, that even though a person outright denies the existence of Allah, or disbelieves in Allah, or associates a partner with Allah, yet Allah spends on that person, provides for that person, gives that person luxury and comfort in this world. SubhanAllah, what a level of generosity. What a level of generosity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, if you were in charge, had you owned the treasures of the mercy of my Rabb, إِذَا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ, you would have held it back. خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ. Why? Out of fear that by spending it and by giving it away, it would be depleted. You would fear it coming to an end and finishing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spends and spends because the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are limited. Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ قَتُورًا. Allah says, this is insan's nature, he's qatur. He acts niggardly, miserly. He is, by his very nature, he is very niggardly and very miserly. Some say that if you observe a child, when the child comes into this world, the child's hands and fists are held tight together, because that is insan. He doesn't really like to expand and to open up and to spend on others from the treasures that he has. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is the very nature of insan. When he fears, when he has this fear that what he has will get depleted and will finish off someday, you'll find him very miserly when it comes to spending on others. May Allah ta'ala grant us understanding.